This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
هي بنت من هي زوج من هي أم من من ذا يساوي في الأنام علاها
هي بنت من هي زوج من هي أم من من ذا يساوي في الأنام علاها
أما أبوها فهو
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين وقال عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have been privileged to deliver a very heavy and important topic indeed. The topic is going to address the life of one of the most important women to walk the face of this earth. Lady Fatima radiallahu anha, the daughter of the most important man to walk the face of this earth. I simply do not have the strength and the capacity and the knowledge to discuss this topic and do justice to it. However, with my little capacity and with my little knowledge, I will speak about our mother, the mother of this ummah, the mother of the believers, not in the sense that she was the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a spiritual sense. Fatima radiallahu anha was declared to be the leader of the women of Jannah. In that sense, she is the mother of this ummah. And I will try my best to do justice to this topic, inshallah, in as little time as has been granted to me. This person, Fatima radiallahu anha, came from the most important descent in the history of mankind. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated in one of the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Bani Kinana from the children of Ismail. And from Bani Kinana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the tribe of Quraysh. And from the tribe of Quraysh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the family of Hashim, Banu Hashim. And from Banu Hashim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose me to be the messenger of God, to carry the heaviest burden in the history of mankind. When he was 40 years old, he was told that he is a messenger of God. He is the final messenger. And his message will last until the day of judgment. And this message will never be corrupted. Because Allah promises in this very message, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun." This message will never be corrupted. It will never be changed. And this message will serve as the mercy of Allah, which will manifest itself within the teachings of Islam. This messenger of Allah, who is recognized as the most successful man in the history of mankind, even by his enemies, even by his opponents, was the father of the lady I am going to discuss today, Fatima radiallahu anha. So she comes from the most important family in the history of mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Ibrahim and called him an ummah as an individual. He himself is a community within himself because of his iman and his sincerity towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that when he had a vision, a dream from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to sacrifice the most beloved thing you have, and there was nothing more beloved to him than his son Ismail. And he goes to the son Ismail, tells him that I had this vision. The son, being the son of a prophet, knew exactly what the vision means. And he said to the father, his father, that I am in full submission. I submit to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim takes him to the desert, puts the knife on his neck, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaces Ismail with a lamb from Jannah. This is the sincerity of these people. When you go for Hajj or Umrah, you run between Safa and Marwa. You run between Safa and Marwa. The Islamophobes, the enemies of Islam, the critics of Islam tell you that this deen suppresses the rights of women. One of the best rituals, one of the most important rituals, one of the most important practices in Islam, which is from the fifth pillar of Islam, Bunya al-Islamu ala khamsin, Shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah wa iqam as-salah wa ita az-zakat wa sawmi Ramadan wal hajj. Hajj is the fifth pillar of Islam. And this pillar, within this pillar you have a practice running between Safa and Marwa. You know about it? Do you? Please respond. Please make me feel that I'm talking to people. Because I can go to a desert and talk. So, Safa and Marwa, which is known as one of the signs of Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah, min sha'air Allah. Safa and Marwa are the signs of Allah. How? Why? Why do we do this? Why do we run between those two mountains? To commemorate what? To commemorate the actions of a lone woman. A woman who was running between these two mountains looking for water to feed, to give that water to her son to save him from death. Hajra alayhi salam. She was running between these two mountains, and Allah loved her sincerity and her obedience to her husband so much, because she was left in the desert without any provisions by her husband, commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she asks, why are you leaving us in this place? And he is quiet. He doesn't respond. He doesn't say anything. And then she asks, is it Allah who commanded you to do this to us? And she said, yes. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he nodded. He said, yes, Allah commanded me to do this. And then she accepted this as her destiny, and her son was dying because of no water. He was thirsty, and she ran between these two mountains. To commemorate that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it a practice for you within the fifth pillar of Islam to repeat it until the day of judgment. You, the Muslims, will keep doing it, continue doing it until the day of judgment to commemorate that particular action or that particular act of Hajra to give water to her son. And then by a miracle of Allah, a well came about, the well of Zamzam, which is also mentioned in the Bible, in the book of Genesis chapter 21. That well is mentioned there. And it is stated that Ismail was left in the wilderness of Paran, also Faran in Arabic, to fetch for himself and his mother. These are the people who were the ancestors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his children. And who were his children? Fatima radiallahu anha. She had this blessed blood running through her veins. She had this blessed blood helping her all the way in her life to respond to the call of her father and to support him until the day he died and until the day she herself died. Fatima radiallahu anha was a person who was loved by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So imagine, brothers and sisters, a person who was the best person to walk the face of this earth, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whose advent was foretold 13 centuries before he was born in the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah tells us that there will be a prophet, an unlettered prophet in Arabia. In the chapter 42 of the book, talks about a prophet coming from Arabia who will bring judgment to the earth, who will come as a light for the Gentiles, who will bring a new law, who will be a man of war, and he will triumph against his enemies and he will establish justice on land. And his advent will change the landscape of this world forever. And he will come as a mercy, as a messenger of God. This person who was foretold 13 centuries before he was born. Allah had a plan. This very person loved someone. So much so that Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the messenger of Allah, was asked, who did the Prophet love the most? She said, his daughter Fatima. He loved her the most. There was no one else that he loved more than this lady Fatima. Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, just pay attention. Wait until I give you some of the details about how Fatima lived. The most beloved person to the Prophet of Islam. How she lived and how she was married off to Ali. And how patient she was with the little she had with her. And how concentrated her ibadah. And how much concentration she put towards Islam in terms of her attention. And you will see what is more important, the dunya or the akhirah. So the point is, she was loved by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't love anyone more than Fatima. And then Aisha was asked, who did he love the most in men? And she said, the husband of Fatima radiallahu anha, Ali bin Abi Talib. Fatima radiallahu anha was born according to the most agreed upon opinion, or the strongest opinion, 5 years before the prophethood. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given the message of Islam in the cave of Hira, Fatima radiallahu anha was 5 years old. And she faced difficulties with her father. So imagine, brothers and sisters, if your father was being pushed around when you were 7 to 8 years old in front of your eyes, just because he was preaching Islam, how would you feel? How many of you have actually witnessed this? How many of you can actually empathize with that? If your father was being pushed around and was almost killed by his enemies for preaching Islam, how would you feel? Fatima went through that. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in sajda in Haram, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Uqba bin Abi Mu'id lanatullahi alayhi, one of the enemies of Islam, he took some of the intestines of a camel killed in a neighborhood of Mecca, brought them and placed them on the back of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he was in sajda, praying to Allah, not harming anyone, not saying anything to anyone, keeping himself to himself and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He comes and he places this rubbish, these intestines, this filth on the back of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he still remains in sajda. He doesn't lift his head. He does not lift his head. And then Fatima, his daughter, young Fatima, beautiful Fatima, fragile Fatima, runs to rescue her father. And she removes this filth from the back of her father and she's crying. At the same time, she's cursing this kuffar for doing this to her, to her father. And then the Prophet ﷺ raises his head and comforts his daughter. Imagine a man putting his children through this kind of torture and persecution. Because this persecution is not against the father alone. The children are being put through this. The children are also facing this trouble. Because when the father is tormented, the children also suffer. That's natural. So Fatima came and she removed this filth from the back of her father. And then the Messenger of Allah comforted her and told her that on the day when there won't be any shade except the shade of Allah, Allah will deal with these people. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, Allahumma alayka bi Quraysh. Allahumma alayka bi Quraysh. Allahumma alayka bi Quraysh. And he named all of these individuals who were laughing their heads off, mocking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his daughter at the time. And then Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu anhu narrates that I saw all of these individuals whom the Prophet named dead in the well of Zamzam. They all died. They were killed in the battle of, in the well of Badr. Excuse my language. Or excuse me, rather. There's too much information in my head. The well of Badr. In the battle of Badr, all of these people were killed. And the prayer of the Messenger of Allah was answered. Fatima, she went through all of these troubles with her father. And she knew exactly what her father was doing. And she supported him all the way. All the way. She never complained to her father. She never complained to her father. Fatima radiallahu anha. She was a very shy person. Very, very shy person. When a proposal came for her, Ali was told that a proposal came for Fatima. And he was asked by one of his associates to go and ask for the hand of Fatima. And he went. And he sat in front of the Messenger of Allah quietly. He didn't have the guts to ask him. So, because of the ru'ab, the character, the personality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so the Prophet asked him, Ali, what brought you here to me today? And he was quiet. He was quiet. Then the Messenger of Allah anticipated the reasons of Ali's visit. He said to him, are you here for Fatima? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, what do you have as mahar? Ali said, I have nothing. He said, I have nothing. Think about this, brothers and sisters. Think about this. This is the Messenger of Allah talking about the most important person in his life, Fatima, the person whom he loved the most. Talking about his daughter, his blood, to a man who is about to marry her, asking him, what do you have in mahar? He said, I have nothing. I have nothing. And then he said to him, what about that armor you had? And that armor was given in mahar to Fatima radiallahu anha. And then Fatima was sent with Ali in nikah. And there are reports which narrate that in the house of Ali at the time, listen to me carefully, brothers and sisters. In the house of Ali at the time, there was a mat. There was a mat made of palm leaf. There was a pillow stuffed with grass. There was a pot for water. And that's all. That's all. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent his daughter towards. Imagine if a man came to you asking for your hand, or asking for your daughter's hand. There's something wrong with you today. I need water. Asking for your daughter's hand. And the man told you, I have nothing. I have no money. I have no car. I have nothing in my house. What would you do? Or maybe you have faced this yourselves. Maybe you went to someone's house to ask for someone's daughter. And the Muslims, the first question they ask, what do you have? What do you do? How much money do you have? What's your job? Do you have 3 degrees? Do you have an oil well? Are you a prince? All of these questions are put against you. This is the Messenger of Allah who sent his daughter to a house with a mat and a pillow and a pot for water. Simple. And what did he give her as a present? Just a shawl to cover herself. And the next day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to visit Fatima. And then he goes and sits in a corner. Then his daughter comes to him, walking in a very shy way. Very, very shy. And then the Messenger of Allah prays for Fatima in a way that he never prayed for her. And prays for Ali. And tells Ali that this is the most beloved person in my life, and I give her to you. And Ali was not the richest of the Sahaba. There is a story about Ali when he was about to get married to Fatima radiallahu anha. He had a camel he was about to slaughter to feed the people. But Hamza radiallahu anha, anho. I need water, ya akhi, inshallah. Hamza radiallahu anhu, he was drunk. Khamr, wine wasn't made haram at that time. Wine wasn't haram at the time. But some of the Sahaba, he still used to drink. And he was drunk. So when he came and he came across these camels and some of the women of Ansar, they were singing poetry, songs. They were saying, the real chiefs are the ones who kill camels and feed these camels to people. So Hamza was the real chief. He was from Banu Hashim. And he was grown, he was fostered and nurtured in that way. So he took his sword out, without asking whose camels these are, he killed the camels. He said, here, have your kebabs. And Ali was very much disturbed. This is to show you that Ali wasn't the richest of the Sahaba. He was very disturbed and he was almost crying. And then Uthman radiallahu anhu asked him as to what happened. And he said, Hamza has killed the camels. What am I going to do now? Uthman said, I will pay for the expenses. I will pay for the expenses. This is the love of the Sahaba for each other. I will pay. Go and get married to Fatima. Allahu Akbar. And Ali got married. Ali narrates, radiallahu anhu, that Fatima's hands, sisters, this is for you. This is for you. The sisters who live in cozy houses with central heating, with nice laptops in front of them, with top of the range food. Mom and dad ask you, oh, our daughter, have you eaten? Have you had your juice and your tea and your coffee? And then you still complain sometimes, we haven't been given enough. I don't have this, I don't have that, I want this, I want that, I want to get married to a prince, I want to buy a Ferrari. All of these things, our sisters think about these, so do the brothers. This is for you, sisters. Fatima, the most beloved person to the Prophet of Allah. Ali narrates that her hands, they were injured because of grinding corn. Because of grinding corn. She used to grind corn in her own house with her own hands. And her hands were injured. They had splinters. The hands had splinters. And because of carrying water, because they used to contain water in a case or a bag made of leather. I don't know if you've seen it. Some people in the East, in Pakistan, in India and Bangladesh, they still use these kind of containers to contain water. It's a leather bag and they fill water in it. Okay? We call it mashkiza in our language. Okay? At that time, they used to carry water in these things and there were marks on Fatima's neck for carrying one of these. Okay? And when she used to clean the house, all the dust used to come on her clothes. This is the daughter of the Messenger of Allah, the best man to walk the face of the earth. And this is that man. When Umar bin Khattab came to see him in his house, he saw the Messenger of Allah lying on a mat made of palm leaf, and there were marks on his back, and he had a pillow under his head stuffed with grass. And Umar, when he saw this, he cried. He couldn't hold himself back. He cried. He said, Ya Rasulullah, the emperors of Rome and Persia enjoy the lives of this world. You are the Messenger of Allah, the most important man to walk the face of this earth. And you in this state? And the Messenger of Allah was lying down. And as soon as he heard, he sat up. He rose. He said, Umar, do you not prefer for me the rewards of the Jannah, the hereafter? I have chosen the hereafter over this dunya. I have chosen the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. This is the Messenger of Allah. If he commanded his companions, thousands of people would give their neck, their blood for his one commandment. They would die on his one word. They would do anything for him. They believed in him. They knew he's the true messenger of God. Any time he said that he asked them to do something, they would do it. Uthman bin Affan came and gave 300 camels laden with logistics. Uthman came and gave gold coins at the time of Tabuk. Umar brought half the belongings of his family. Abu Bakr brought everything from his house. Because the Messenger of Allah said, we need money to sustain this army. On one call, the people brought everything they had. Imagine if he said, I need money. I'm hungry. I need food for my family. Bring it. Imagine what would happen. He never did this. He never did this. He preferred his companions over himself. Over himself. At the time of the Battle of Ditch, a Sahabi came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm hungry. And he lifted his qamis and there was a stone on his stomach. And then the Messenger of Allah lifted his qamis. He had two stones on his stomach. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that close to the death of the Messenger of Allah, he had nine wives. Nine wives. And he had put his armor as a guarantee with a Jew to borrow money from him to feed his wives. This is close to his death when he's the sole ruler of the Arabian Peninsula. His daughter Fatima, she had splinters in her hands. She followed the principles of her father. And she was cleaning the house herself. This was the princess. This was the best princess to walk the face of this earth. Better than the princesses of the Arabian Peninsula as we see them today. Better than the princesses of Persia and Rome and China and Greece and Babylonia and Egypt. This was the best woman to walk the face of this earth. This was a leader of the woman of Jannah with Maryam bint Imran, with Asiya and the woman of Fir'aun. This woman was the leader of the woman of Jannah and she lived like this. So my sisters, when you look at yourself, when you ask for more and more and more, when you are not satisfied with what you have, when you're not content with all that you have, then think about Fatima. Think about Fatima and Aisha. Aisha radiallahu anha, she narrated that we never had fire burning in a house for months. You know what that means? That means we didn't have to eat cooked food for a long time until Khaybar was conquered. And Khaybar was taken in the year 7 Hijri. So until Khaybar was conquered, in the house of the Messenger of Allah, fire didn't used to burn for months. They used to live on dates, they used to live on milk, and that's it. That was their food. And Fatima lived like that. So when Ali saw the splinters in the hands of his wife, when he saw the marks on her neck, he said to her, go to your father. He has some khadims, some servants with him. Ask him to give you some servant. And Fatima radiallahu anha, she went to speak to her father because of her husband, Ali. And she saw many people with the father, the Messenger of Allah. She saw many people with him. She turned around and she came back. And then the Messenger of Allah came to see her. And he asked her as to why she came. She said, O Messenger of Allah, I came. In fact, Ali spoke on her behalf. And he said, I sent her, Ya Rasulullah, to ask her a khadim. And then the Messenger of Allah, what did he tell Fatima? I'm going to send you three servants. One is going to clean for you. One is going to cook for you. One is going to grind for you. No. No. He said to his daughter that, my daughter, fear Allah and be patient and be content and take care of the affairs of your family and recite Alhamdulillah 33 times, Subhanallah 33 times and Allahu Akbar 34 times, and this is 100 times the prayers of Allah, and this will suffice you. This will suffice you more than a servant. Allahu Akbar. And Fatima, she accepted it. She said, I am pleased with Allah and His Messenger. I am pleased with Allah and His Messenger. And she said, that's it. And Ali narrated that no servant was given to Fatima radiallahu anha. No servant was given to her. This is Fatima radiallahu anha, the mother of Hassan and Hussein. The mother of Hassan and Hussein. You see, we can talk about her importance and her significance. Just because of being the daughter of the Messenger of Allah, that's enough for her. She came from the best people. She was the best of the best. And she was the mother of the best of the best. She was the daughter of Khadija, radiallahu anha. And Khadija was the woman whom the Prophet loved the most from his wives. Aisha radiallahu anha, being the wife of the Messenger of Allah and being jealous at the same time because she loved him so much. She said, every time something good happens in the house, you still remember that old woman from the past. And you, every time you talk about something good, you say, I wish Fatima was here today. Sorry, Khadija was here today. Khadija was here today. And I am beautiful, I'm young, I'm a virgin. Why do you still remember that woman? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that woman stood by me. That woman stood by me when the whole world abandoned me. That woman gave her life for me when the entire world was running away from me. She was thrown out of the city of Makkah with the Messenger of Allah in Sha'b Abi Talib. When the Meccans boycotted the Messenger of Allah and his supporters for 3 long years, they had to boil the leather from the shoe. They had to eat the leaf from trees. They had to eat dead camels. And Khadija radiallahu anha, she died because of that particular boycott. But she never complained to her husband. She never complained to her husband. Fatima was the daughter of this very woman. Fatima was the daughter of this very woman. And then she was the mother of Hassan and Hussein, the best people from the youth of this ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated about them, innahuma sayyida shababi ahli al-jannah. Both of these men, these young men, they are the leaders of the youth of the Jannah. They are the leaders. Why? About Hassan, he said that this grandson of mine will unite two groups from my ummah, two big massive groups. Fi'atain azimatain min al-muslimin. Yaslahu bayna fi'atain azimatain min al-muslimin. That he will unite two massive big groups of my ummah. And what happened? Hassan radiallahu anhu, he united with Muawiyah radiallahu anhu to unite the Muslims. Even though some of the people, they came and they condemned him. They said, you have disgraced us, Hassan. And he said, no, I haven't disgraced you. I have only fulfilled what my ancestor, my grandfather prophesied. And then Hussein radiallahu anhu stood up to tyranny and oppression and refused to give bay'ah to Yazid. And then gave his life like a lion fighting with a sword in his hand and not compromising with dalal and tughyan. People came to him. They said to him, give bay'ah to Ubaydullah bin Ziyad, the governor of Kufa. You will save your life and your family. He said, no. He said, I'll give you 3 options. Take me to the borders and I will fight the kuffar and die there. Let me go back to Makkah and I'll return. Or take me to Yazid and whatever he decides, I will accept. I will not give bay'ah to this man, Ubaydullah bin Ziyad. No. And 5,000 men fought a family and killed the best people walking on the face of this earth. And Hussein fought like a lion with a sword in his hand. He didn't give up. He didn't submit to transgression and zulm and oppression. He was the son of Asadullah al-Ghalib, the lion of Allah, Ali bin Abi Talib, Haydar as he was named by his mother, the killer of Ibn al-Wud, the killer of Marhab in Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar, the man who was given the flag on that day, the best man to walk the face of this earth, arguably, one of the best people among the Sahaba. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says that Fadail of Ali are more than all the other Sahaba put together. Ali was one of the greatest men to walk the face of this earth. We love him. We love him, we look up to him. And we love his sons. And we look up to their sacrifices and we learn from them. And we commemorate them in the best way we can, as the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dictates to us. And Hussein was his father's son indeed. He died with a sword in his hand and he never compromised with kufr and oppression and dalal and tughyan. So Fatima was the mother of these two sons. And they were nurtured in the lap of Fatima. Fatima is the one who trained them to be what they were. And Fatima, her fadail are countless. She was the woman who catered for her father in the battle of Uhud. In the battle of Uhud, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was injured, when he was rushed by the disbelievers and they did their best to kill him, all the swords and spears and arrows were facing him. They knew Muhammad is in this corner, and the companions at the time died defending him. One of the companions put his back towards the arrows. When his back was full, he turned around and he put his face in his hands. One of the companions gave his life with his cheeks on the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Died. This was the love of the companions for the Rasulullah, for the Messenger of Allah. And then a rumor spread that the Messenger of Allah has been killed. Fatima, when she heard that, she left the city of Medina and she came out to rescue her father. And then she saw her father was bleeding. The helmet was in his skin. The helmet was in his skin. And she saw her father bleeding and she put her hands, her blessed hands, her soft hands, to catch the blood of the Prophet of Allah. To catch the blood. And then she burnt some palm leaf to put on the wounds of the Messenger of Allah. And she was crying at the same time. This is Fatima radiallahu anha. When she was about to die, radiallahu anha, she was concerned about her janazah. She was a woman of shame. She had a lot of shame. And she disliked the way janazah were being done in Medina at the time, because sometimes they used to put cloth around dead bodies. And she requested specifically that, "I don't want anyone to see my janazah. I don't want anyone to see the shape of my body, even when she's dead." This is for our sisters. A lesson for our brothers and our sisters. Because the brothers can go back home and tell their mothers and their daughters and their wives and their sisters how Fatima would like to be seen when she was dead, not when she was alive. When she died, radiallahu anha, she left specific instructions for her to be buried in a very specific way. "I do not want anyone to see the shape of my body." And when our sisters are alive, they show everything. They show everything. I'm not saying all of them, but this is a lesson for our sisters. This is the Messenger of Allah and his daughter. His daughter is saying, "I don't want to be seen by anyone when I'm dead. Forget about when she's alive. When I'm dead, I don't want to be seen anyone. My shape shouldn't be seen by anyone." So Asma bint Amis, the wife of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, she said to Fatima that, "I know of a way. In Habasha, in Abyssinia, people used to bury their woman in a very specific way. They used to cover them with palm leaf." So she made, and Fatima radiallahu anha got very happy. She said, "Show me how they used to do it." And then she showed her, and she said, "This is the way you will bury me. This is the way you'll bury me." And then she left specific instructions: "When I die, only Ali, my husband, and Asma bint Ami should give me ghusl, and I should be buried in dark. I should be buried in dark and no one can see me." And then Ali radiallahu anhu went and he took the janazah of Fatima radiallahu anha and he buried her in dark, and no one could see her being buried. Allahu Akbar. This is the shame, this is the extent of the shame of the daughter of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the Messenger of Allah was dying, when the Messenger of Allah was about to die, Fatima radiallahu anha, according to a hadith narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha, Fatima came to see her father. She came to see her father. And she was very sad because she loved her father more than anyone else. The love between the father and the daughter was so much that even those who were not close to the Messenger of Allah testified to this fact. The Messenger of Allah, every time he went out of the city, when he would return, he would go to the masjid, straight to the masjid, pray 2 rak'ah. Come back to the city of Medina, to masjid, pray 2 rak'ah, and then straight to the house of Fatima. Not to his wife, straight to the house of Fatima. Go and see Fatima. One day the Messenger of Allah returned. And Fatima saw the best man to walk the face of the earth in dust. His beard was full of dust. He looked like he had lost a lot of weight. And Fatima, when she saw her father in that state, she cried. She cried. And she said, "Oh Messenger of Allah, look at yourself. Look what you have become." And then the Messenger of Allah assured her, "My daughter, la tabqi, do not cry. Do not cry. Because Allah has sent your father with a mission that this deen will enter every house on the back of this earth. Whether that house is made of hair, brick or clay. This deen will enter every single house on the back of this earth. So my daughter, do not cry. Don't cry. Say thanks to Allah." And then she was happy. This is how much care she had for her father. And every time she went to see her father, the father, the Messenger of Allah, would stand up, would embrace her, would kiss her forehead. This is the love between the father and the daughter. And the Messenger of Allah, when he would pick her children up, Hussein was playing. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Hussein was climbing the back of the Messenger of Allah. And he climbed. Then he came on the chest of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he climbed so much that his face was facing the face of Messenger of Allah. And then he said to Hussein, "Open your mouth." And he opened his mouth. And the Prophet of Allah kissed his lips. He kissed the lips of Hussein. And then he said, "Ya Allah, I love my son. I love this child. Please, you love him too. You love him too." This is the son of Fatima radiallahu anha. So imagine how much love he had for the mother of that child, Hussein. The Messenger of Allah was in sajda, leading the salah in Medina, in the masjid. And then the sahaba, because of the length of the sajda, they thought that the Messenger of Allah has passed away. Because the sajda was so long. And some of them, when they looked up, they saw Hassan climbing the back of the Messenger of Allah. He wouldn't disturb that child who was climbing his back. And until Hassan got off his back, he never raised his head from the sajda. The respect and love for these children of Fatima radiallahu anha. And when she came to see the Messenger of Allah when he was about to die, the Messenger of Allah, according to the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, he whispered in her ear and she cried. She started crying. And then he whispered again in her ear and she smiled. She became very happy. Aisha radiallahu anha states that, "I was shocked as to why she smiled so much, why she smiled and expressed so much happiness. Because her father was about to die, he was ill. So she asked Fatima out of curiosity as to what he said in your ear, which made you cry and which made you laugh." She said, "The first statement the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam uttered in my ear was that, 'I will die in this illness, my daughter, I will die in this illness.' And I cried. I cried, I couldn't take that. And then he asked me to come back again and listen to the second statement. And he said, 'You will be the first person to join me after my death. You will join me from my house first before anyone else.' And 6 months later, on the 3rd of Ramadan, 11 Hijri, Fatima radiallahu anha, she passed away. She died and she met or she joined her father where he was. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her manaqib, her fada'il, her virtues are so many that I simply, possibly cannot cover all of them in a short sitting like this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to follow the path of Fatima and love her as much as we can, as much as we should. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to follow the path of those who follow Fatima. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to love the family of Fatima, her sons, her husband, and all the descendants of Fatima radiallahu anha, the blessed Ahlul Bayt, whom we love and revere. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to join us with Fatima radiallahu anha and her father in Al-Firdaus in Jannah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive my shortcomings. They are from me. And whatever correctly was stated by myself is from Allah. And all the mistakes are from shaitan and from myself. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
هي بنت من هي زوج من هي أم من ذا يساوي في الأنام علاه.